Miller, Parker Miller.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Opposed, motion prevails.
Today's chaplain is Reverend Carl Nielsen from the Arlington Hills United Methodist Church in Maplewood, and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right. Morning, and I invite you to be in an attitude of prayer. God of all, we stand before you in awe of your creating work, from the farms to the forests, from the lakes to the cities. And we thank you for the privilege of serving the people of Minnesota. The challenges that lie before us are humbling. Help us to leave behind the things that hold us captive. Open our hearts and our minds to the new possibilities emerging before us, and give us a measure of your wisdom and guidance that we might someday be remembered for having faithfully served both in the worst and in the best of times. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, Thank you, Reverend. Thank you. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cullen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson Ropes, Fishbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stump, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
Quorum is present. Next order of business is messages from the House. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate concurrent resolution as amended, herewith returned. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, a Senate Concurrent Resolution adopting deadlines for the 2009 regular session. Signed, Alban A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Now, Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move the Senate concur in the amendment by the House and Senate concurrent resolution number 5.
Okay, you want a brief explanation?
Mr. President, members, the House made a simple change that changed midnight, 12 midnight, to 11:59. After exhaustive research, apparently when you say midnight, that refers to the previous day, not the next day. And so if you do 11:59, that then makes it clear that you mean the day you're in.
Any discussion on resolution number 5? Seeing none, Senator Pogemiller renews his motion to adopt Senate resolution number 5. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The next order of business is reports of Okay, apparently we have to move to repass the resolution. Motion to adopt.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed in today's agenda be adopted.
Okay.
With an
We need to now adopt the concurrent resolution as amended.
We need to adopt the concurrent resolution as amended.
Mr. President, Senator Pogemiller moves the adoption of the foregoing resolution as amended. This is Senate concurrent resolution number 5.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Now.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports printed in the today's agenda be adopted.
I thought he was. Senator Pogemiller.
And then, Mr. President, pursuant to Rule 21, I object to the reference of Senate File 76 and Senate File 351.
Now, the objection will be noted. Now we go to the.
No. Just note that there are no second readings.
Okay, on the motion to adopt, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. They have apparently been pulled, the two. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are a number of authors' motions. Without objection, we'll take them as one motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Tomassoni, did you have an author's motion?
Mr. President, I move that Senate File 277 be withdrawn from the Committee on Business, Industry, and Jobs and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection.
This is your bill, and you've talked to the chairs. Is that correct?
Mr. President, this is my bill, and it's my understanding that the chairs have talked about this, and it's okay to do.
All right. On the Tomassoni motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Scheid.
Mr. President, I move that Senate File 340 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection. I have spoken with both chairs, and they agree that this should happen.
On the Scheid motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. There's one motion to be read at the desk.
Senator Rest moves that Senate File number 164, number 6 on general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
Senator Rest.
Thank you, Mr. President, we have discovered some new information about the issues in that bill that cannot be resolved by a simple amendment on the floor. So we want to work on the bill and have it reheard in the Judiciary Committee.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. I think. There are a number of resolutions. Without objection, the resolutions will be sent to the Rules Committee. I think Senator Pogemiller, did you like to wish to go to the consent calendar?
Yes, Mr. President. I move that we take up the consent calendar under business of motions and resolutions.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, motion prevails. There's one bill on the consent calendar, Senate File number 350, Senator Higgins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 350 is about the Minnesota Board of Peace Officer Standards and Training. We call it the POST Board. And it is strictly a housekeeping bill that updates and clarifies the board's duties and procedures regarding pre-service and continuing education requirements for peace officers. In here, we do things like changing the word monies to money and other good editing. So I'd like your support.
Further discussion? Senate File 350. Seeing none, the Secretary will give the bill
It's third reading.
Senate file number 350, a bill for an act relating to public safety, clarifying the powers and duties of the Post Board.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Senator Ortman, Tom Bach. Because I got a pretty good concept there. I'm going to die, too.
So tell you something. It's what we've always wanted.
That's what I thought, yeah.
And so,
well, let's... All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 64 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed. It's title agreed.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, remaining on the orders of motions and resolutions, I move that the Senate take up the Senate calendar.
Okay, there's on the motion to take up the calendar. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. There's one bill on the calendar for today. Senate file number 104, Senator Murphy's bill. Further discussion? Secretary will give the bill. It's third reading.
Senate file number 104, a bill for an act relating to the city of Cannon Falls, authorizing the city to use a design-build process to award contracts for construction of a library and fire station.
Mr. President.
Secretary.
Mr. President.
Senator Robley.
Mr. President, I don't know if anyone will hear me.
I don't think they will. Senator Robley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've lost my voice partway. This is the bill, members, that we were discussing on Thursday, and it has in it the design build, but also the best value practice. It was the best value practice that I was objecting to. It allows the city of Cannon Falls to build a building using design build, but also the best value, which does not have to take into consideration in a primary way the cost of the facility. In fact, in the bill, it says on line 4.1, the city must not consider cost-related or price-related evaluation factors in phase one. And then in the second phase, it is only one part of their consideration. And I just feel this is the wrong way for us to be going. And I just want to call members' attention to it. I'm voting against the bill because of the best value. Not the design build, but the best value part of it. Usually we operate on low bid, and I think that that is probably the best value for the people of the state of Minnesota.
Further discussion? Secretary will take the roll.
If they want to go. Maybe not everybody, but...
Sara, maybe?
Sara?
It's a design build for local government. They're afraid that they're going to can of balls. They're afraid that this is going to, you know, start putting too many corners. I think it's a bad present. We did it for 35W, just to speed it up, and we did a design build for the revenue.
All senators have been voted. Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 56 ayes, 7 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, remaining on the order of motions, business of motions and resolutions, I move that the Senate take up the general orders calendar.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now resolve itself into a committee of the whole for the purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President, I'd like to designate number 3, Senate File 335, and then number 2, Senate File 119. And members, the we'd like to adjourn by a quarter to 11, so if we're in the middle of one of these bills, we'll probably lay it on the table. If we finish them both, then that would be fine. So I'd yield to Senator Saxhog.
Senator Saxhog.
Thank you, Mr. President. And members, I move that when the committee do arise, Senate File 335 be recommended to pass.
Okay, discussion on the motion. Senator Saxhog. Senator Saxhog.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill will name a portion of Highway 53, that portion from Virginia to International Falls, after former Speaker Irvin N. Anderson. Here are a few things about Irv that I want to share with you today. He passed away in late November of 2008, as many of you may know. He served in World War II and came home a decorated Navy pilot. Representative Bernie Leader is now the only remaining World War II veteran in the Minnesota legislature. Irv served 17 terms as state representative from 64 to 82, and then after being defeated, stormed back and served from 1990 to 2006. He was elected Speaker of the House in 1993. Some terms that describe him, and you may recognize these: tenacious, strong-willed, determined, and yes, cantankerous. Nothing he did was ever by accident. Some of his biggest accomplishments: Irv is credited for bringing the House into the digital age with both internet and television for the public and computers for its members. The Minnesota Miracle and Minnesota Care were created under his tenure. He is known for his pro-labor advocacy. In 2000, he helped create the 21st Century Mineral Fund, which is now used for economic development on the Iron Range. And as a World War II veteran, he was very proud of the role in authorizing the World War II memorial we have on the Capitol Mall. I provide a copy on your desk of an article in the International Falls Daily Journal that has more colorful descriptions of Irv. Many of you probably have your own stories. I appreciate member support. We'll stand for questions.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator Saxhog renews his motion that when this committee do arise, that Senate File 335 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The next bill on the general orders will be number 2 of general orders, Senate File 119, Senator Anderson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee do arise, that Senate File 119 be recommended to pass.
Discussion on the bill, Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill is a request for a temporary transfer of funds from the Water Recreation Account in the Department of Natural Resources to the Lessard Outdoor Heritage Council for the purpose of allowing the council to cover their expenses and hire an executive director, before the dedicated constitutional sales tax money comes in to the state's treasury, which will start in August of 2009. Members, you'll recall that we created the Lessard Outdoor Heritage Council last year as part of our legislation creating the or authorizing the constitutional amendment to pass, and the council has requested that we pass this bill. Under the law that we passed last year, the DNR is designated to temporarily staff the council and provide administrative support. And the council has a very aggressive deadline that they need to meet of April 1st to put together their recommendations to the legislature for funding for the habitat portion of the dedicated constitutional funds. They feel very strongly that it would help them do their work most efficiently and independently if they were able to get a staff person on board quickly. And so they've asked for this appropriation, which will be repaid immediately as soon as sales tax money comes into the fund. So it's a temporary transfer. The Water Rec account has a large balance, and it won't do any harm to that, this temporary transfer for 6 months. Members, the outdoors groups that I'm aware of all support this bill and testified in support of it, and the Heritage Council supports it. It did pass through my committee as well as the Finance Committee. I'd be happy to, and Senator Ingebrigtsen, who along with myself are the Senate members on the Outdoor Heritage Council, are co-authors. I'd be glad to answer any other questions about it. I would urge your support.
Discussion on the bill. Senator Parasol.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to ask Senator Anderson a question. How does DNR feel about this transfer from that fund?
Senator Anderson.
Mr. Chair, Senator Parasol, I believe you were in committee when we heard testimony from the DNR, both in my committee as well as in the full Finance Committee, and they are in support of this bill. They don't have any problem with it.
Senator Parasol.
Obviously, it's taking some of their money to pay one of their to pay some of their staff, and I understand why they would be happy with that part of it. However, I'm not sure that that's the point behind the need for the fund that you're taking it from, and that it would have been even considered as far back as that one was established.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. And to Senator Parasol's question, a lot of discussion has gone on during the or after the constitutional amendment was voted on November 4th. Now, folks, I understand that I wouldn't be the only one in this room knowing that or that question whether this thing was going to pass or not, but it did. And the Senate had the foresight last year, as you remember, to put together a council, and we're just in the process of organizing. In fact, we're in a meeting from 8 o'clock today till 3 o'clock this afternoon taking proposals. More so what this $150,000 for is coming out of the DNR's budget, it will go back into their budget. Those dollars, after the money starts coming in July, the way I understand it, the receipts will go back in to pay for this bill. So it's not going to cost anything other than we're borrowing from the DNR. And the big thing that I'm concerned about is that we have a 12-member panel. Eight of those are citizen members that are traveling from throughout the whole state of Minnesota, and to this point they have not been able to be paid for their mileage or their costs of coming here. So they're coming here because they really care about this program and working tirelessly. I mean, we had meetings last night at Kelly Inn. All those folks came to the meeting. They're not being reimbursed. They can't be reimbursed until we get a funding source. This is a funding source to reimburse those folks, and again, this is going to be covered by the receipts as soon as they start coming on the sales tax. So it's basically taking money out and putting money back in. So it I really ask for support of this so we can pay the members that are traveling the distance for these meetings and doing the work that they're doing.
Further discussion on Senator Frederickson.
Mr. Chairman, members, I want to rise in support of this bill. When with As Senator Ingebrigtsen stated, and Senator Anderson, when we were discussing this bill last year, not knowing whether or not the constitutional amendment would pass and this council would be established, we designated the Department of Natural Resources to temporarily staff the council so that they can make recommendations to us by April 1st of this year. We fully expected that the Outdoor Heritage Council would have their own staff. This will facilitate that to allow them to bring on perhaps an executive director and start with that staffing. And it is a very short-term temporary borrowing of $150,000 from the Water Rec account that will be paid back when the sales tax revenues start coming into the state treasury. I think it's a good bill, and we should support it.
Further discussion on Senate File 119. Seeing none, Senator Anderson renews her motion that when this committee do arise, that Senate File 119 be recommended to pass. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. President.
The next order of business will be introduction and
Mr. President,
rise and report, yeah.
I move the committee do now rise and report.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Pogrebnoi.
Mr. President, I move that the report of the Committee of the Whole, as kept by the Secretary, be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Now I believe we can move on. Next order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is announcements of Senate interest. Senator Pretner Solon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to remind the members that today is Duluth Days, and we would like, Duluth and St. Louis County Days at the Capitol. And we'd like to invite all of you, please, to come to the Armory. We should have buses located outside the Capitol to transport you to the Armory. However, there is a weather incident occurring, and there is a bit of ice up north, so we're hoping that those arrive. If not, I would suggest that we either carpool or take the tunnel. But we are looking forward to your participation, and I think that you will not be disappointed. Thank you. It's from 5 to 8 this evening.
Further announcements? Seeing none, without objection, Senator Cohn, Senator Vickerman, Senator Johnson will be excused from today's session all day. Senator
Mr.
Pogrebnoi.
Mr. President, I want to remind members that at 11 o'clock today, Dr. Peter Senjay is going to speak at the History Center. The Agricultural Utilization Research Institution, in conjunction with the corn growers and the soybean growers, are hosting a presentation on his latest work, Necessary Revolution, How Individuals and Organizations Are Working Together to Create a Sustainable World. It's about system change and how we can maybe find collaborative efforts to solve some of our budget solution. I would encourage members to go to the History Center at 11 o'clock this morning. Mr. President, with that, I would move.
Before that, Senator Senja.
Mr. President, could Senate Republicans gather members only in the retiring room for a few minutes?
Okay, right immediately?
Immediately following.
Okay. Senator Pogrebnoi.
Mr. President, I move the Senate adjourn till Thursday, February 12th, 11 a.m.
Before that, Senator Chaudhry, did I see you standing? I think I did. Yeah.
Mr. President, I just wanted to make an announcement for the Environment and Natural Resources Committee meeting today. Instead of our regular time at 12:30, we are meeting at 1 p.m. in accommodation of the History Center presentation.
Okay, now the other announcements. Now, Senator Pogrebnoi. Renews his motion to adjourn till 11 o'clock Thursday. On that motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.